Pat Darlington, and I live at Oak Creek in 504. I grew up in St. Louis. I was actually born in Denver, but my parents moved then from Denver back home to Brooklyn, where my next two brothers were born. And then after my second brother was born, we moved to St. Louis. My dad got a job with Otis Elevator, and he moved right up and had a great career there until he started selling books. And maybe that explains why I love books so much. Although he sold textbooks. And that might explain why I love school. I ended up being the oldest of six children. My mom and dad had three more kids after we moved to St. Louis. And we all went to the local Catholic school from kindergarten through eighth grade. People probably who know me now would be surprised that all through probably high school, college, and after, I hardly spoke a word. I was not really shy, but an observer. I was always short and somewhat athletic, but not great. So I was the manager of the basketball team, the girls' basketball team. Well, when I was in high school, I've always been, I recognize it now. I don't know that I would have named myself at the time as oppositional, but I'm pretty oppositional. And I'd like to be just a tiny bit different. I like to push the envelope. So most of my classmates stayed in Missouri for college. Most of them went to the University of Missouri in Columbia. Some went to Rockhurst private school in Kansas City. But I wanted to go someplace where no one else was going. So I went to Regis College in Denver. I was in the second class of women at previously all male private school, Jesuit school. Thought I wanted to be a high school guidance counselor and teacher. My dad said, you don't want to be a teacher. You don't want to be a counselor. They're a dime a dozen. And he said, you really want to be a dental hygienist, which I had never heard of. And but I was oppositional, but I usually did what my dad told me. So I applied to dental hygiene school. It was a really good option for me because it was science. It was about people. And I had to really learn how to talk to people. After a time, after I'd been the director of religious education for about 3 years, my family was in an accident, and I stopped doing whatever I had been doing and went back to school again. I went back to school because I had been injured, the kid's dad had been killed, and I wanted to, the kids were just in the, pre-adolescent years, mm-hmm. and I wanted them to not think that I couldn't take care of myself, that they could go on with their lives without having to think about taking care of me, staying in mm-hmm. Stillwater. So I decided to go back to school, and I knew I wanted a job that I was in charge of. I wanted to be able to have business cards. And I wanted to have a job that I could have my name on my door. So I would make my own hours. I loved the work that I did at church, but I knew I did not want to work on weekends. And so I went back to my original idea, dream of being a counselor, and went back and to OSU and got my master's in community counseling. And actually, that took me, 2 years or whatever. I still wasn't ready to go to work, so I went on for my PhD. So then I was a psychologist, licensed psychologist. I got to have my own practice. I had business cards, and I had my name on the door. So, when my sister was the first one to tell me about co-housing, and I started talking to people, and Kay Stewart was one of the first people that just really got it. And then we had a group of maybe 10 people. None of us had any experience in marketing or banking or mortgages or building or planning or anything. But the passion that we had and the ability to talk to experts and ask people who were professionals to help us, we actually built Oak Creek.